Galangadog Junction by Moira O'Shea, Episode 1.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. Guess it's a jumping little record and I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta hear it again today.
Fire say, new fella come in white canoe. New fella come, Galangadog. New fella ride, great white canoe. The fire say, new fella come, Galangadog. White canoe come soon. New fella come, Galangadog.
Right there, Jane, darling. Oh, look, there's the harbour bridge.
I can't stop rocking.
5 weeks on a ship. You soon get your land legs back. Hurry along the gangway.
But I've only just got my sea legs.
The fire say, new fella come soon. New fella come, Galangadog. New fella ride great steel snake. New fella ride great steel snake.
Great steel snake? I thought it was a great white canoe.
It was. Nah, it's a great steel snake. The fire say, new fella ride, great steel snake. New fella ride.
Shut up, Jimmy. You've been saying that for bloody days. When's this bloody new fella going to get here?
Hard to say.
Why?
Fire's gone out.
Well, didn't it say anything before it died out?
2:15.
2:15? Really? What? He's going to get here at 2:15. That's amazing.
Yeah. Look, see here. According to the timetable, the train from Sydney arrives at 2:15.
I just don't understand why the captain ran around naked like that.
It's one of the traditions of the sea. They always celebrate when they cross the equator.
But we only crossed it once, not three times. And why did we get put on his table every night, the horrible old drunk?
It's considered a privilege to sit at the captain's table. Anyway, I loved playing footsie with you under the table every night, darling.
I didn't play footsie.
What?
I didn't play footsie.
You didn't put your hand on my groin under the table on the last night?
No.
Oh.
Oh, will you look out there? It must have been 2 days since we've seen a tree. I wish we could have stayed in Sydney.
Now, darling, you know that's not possible. We have to do this. I think we're the only people left on the train.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Look how parched and barren the land is. It's like Mars.
Mars is closer.
I'm sure Galangadog Junction is nothing like this.
What is it now?
Oh, something on the line?
A Martian?
Good God, darling, look. It's Galangadog Junction. We're here.
I want a divorce.
Not now, darling. Quick, let's gather up the things.
Oh, my God, Thomas, look. A reception committee?
Well, I never. Hello? Hello there?
Hello? Hello? Oh, my God, look.
What?
A coffin. Look, a coffin. Those men are carrying a coffin.
I don't understand.
They're carrying a coffin and waving at us.
Good Lord.
Thomas, if you love me, you won't make me go out there. You'll give me a divorce, a ticket back to England, and promise never to try and contact me again as long as you live.
Now, come on, dear. No time for jokes. We've got to go out there. Come on, give me a hand. That's it. That's my Jane. Jane?
Yes?
I do love you. Deep breath now, and off we go.
Dr. Barrett, I presume.
Yes, I...
And Mrs. Barrett.
My wife, Jane.
Len Clancy. And as Mayor of Galangadog Junction, I'd like to welcome you and the Mrs. to the greatest little town in Australia!
Thank you.
Mrs. Barrett, I hope you like the tune. The kids have been practicing all week.
Yes, thank you. It's lovely. It reminds me a bit of God Save the Queen.
It is God Save the Queen. Righto, kids, that's enough.
We really didn't expect such a grand reception, Mr. Clancy.
Oh, call me Len. A new doctor in Galangadog Junction's a big event. Town's been without one for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, ever since Dr. Slattery got struck off the medical register. Good bloke, Doc Slattery. Say, Yeah, I hope you don't mind us combining the big occasion with Dave Berry's funeral.
Oh, no, I...
Poor Dave carked it 2 days ago. Right in the middle of a drink at the Wandering Numbat. That's my pub, the Wandering Numbat. 1 minute he was downing a beer, the next minute, he was gone.
How sad.
Yeah, waste of good beer. But what a way to go, eh? We sent his glass round to his widow.
That was a kind thought.
It was broken anyway. Still, we thought as the station was on the way to the cemetery, we might as well kill two birds with one stone, if you'll pardon the expression. I'm also owner of Clancy Brothers Funerals.
Oh, no, not at all.
Righto, everybody. Let's get going. It's bloody scorching out here. We don't want poor Dave blowing apart. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Barrett. Heat's bad enough if you're alive, eh? Right, off we go. Come on, kids. Ah, was Dave Berry's favourite tune. Sang it at Gallipoli. Well, see you later at the Numbat for a drink, eh?
Right you are. All right, Jane.
I was just thinking how much I envy Dave Berry.
That's the spirit, Janie. Keep up the good humour. Well, what now?
Do you suppose they have taxis here?
I don't know. I'll go back into the station and ask in the ticket office. Keep an eye on the suitcases, will you, darling?
There doesn't seem to be anyone here to steal them.
Oh, you never know. Could be the odd marauding kangaroo. Huh.
Hello? Hello? Anyone here?
There's no one there. Only a sign on the window saying, gone to Berry Berry. Next train arrives Thursday.
Berry Berry? Thursday? That's nearly a week away!
Everyone must be at the funeral, that's why.
Look, Kimosabe, something approaching.
Hard to make it out, kicking up so much dust. It looks to be... It's a lorry! It seems to be heading this way. What do you think?
It's heading this way.
Yes, that's what I think.
It's heading this way.
Yes, I know, that's what I...
No, Thomas, it's heading this way. Quick, grab the suitcases.
Dear God. No, Jane,
no,
leave it.
No,
there isn't
on,
time.
Mama,
no,
baby,
quick,
baby,
darling,
no.
Run for it.
My suitcase. My dresses. My twin sets. My God.
Don't worry, Jane. I'm sure...
Oh, bloody hell, bloody brakes.
Excuse me, miss. I didn't mean to swear.
Damn it, Jimmy. Excuse me, miss. Look what you're bloody well done. Oh, and again, miss. Sorry.
Oh, look at my things all over the place.
Yeah, let me help you. We were in such a hurry to get here.
Yeah, real hurry.
Yeah, we knew you were coming, you see.
We've known for days.
Yeah.
Days and days.
Yeah.
We've been expecting you. Jimmy here can read the flames. He was taught by an old Aboriginal tracker. Neville.
Yep, Neville.
The fire said...
My silk negligee. Oh, look, it's covered in tire tracks. It's Mark's best.
This frilly pink nightie with the little roses on it belongs to your husband?
What? No, his name's Thomas. I meant Marks and Spencer.
Ah, so you're our ride.
What?
You've come to give us a lift.
If you like.
Sure, yeah.
Be glad to.
Yeah, glad to.
Where do you want to go?
Dr. Slattery's old place.
Doc Slattery's old place?
Doc Slattery's old place?
Yes. Why, what's wrong with Doc Slattery's old place?
Nothing?
No, nothing.
No.
Much?
Thomas?
Don't worry, dear. I'm sure it'll be fine. Please, if you could take us to Dr. Slattery's, we'd be most grateful.
No worries. Jump in the cabin. Yeah. Pete can ride him back. Hey, mate, get what's left of the bags.
Yeah, righto.
Best you sit in the middle, miss. That door swings open going round corners. We lost Pete's mum last week. Thought she was a bit quiet for once.
Good God.
Hold on to my arm, Thomas.
That's the bags in, Jimmy. You can go. Come on. Hold him tight. Oh, Jesus! Oh, right. Jimmy! Stop!
Something of an adventure, eh, Jane?
Certainly something. I've never seen such desolate countryside.
Thanks.
Does it ever rain?
Don't remember. So, you're a doctor, eh?
Yes, you keep asking me.
Pete and I knew you were coming, just didn't know you were a doctor.
I should have thought the whole town knew.
Really? Even Madge?
Do you think Pete's all right?
Yeah, he's okay. Lucky he fell on his head. Hey, Pete, you okay back there?
No worries. Lucky I fell on my head. Hey, Jimmy, look who's coming up behind us.
Bloody oath.
What is it?
Have a look behind.
My goodness.
Look at that. A woman running.
What's she doing out here alone? Miles from anywhere. Good God. Look, she's running after the lorry.
That's Gaylene Cathcart, the Kalanga Dog Flash. She's out training, going to the Olympics in November. Quick, here she comes. Have a sticky beak out the window.
What?
Look, out the window. She's catching up.
G'day, Gaylene!
Right you are.
Hello, Pete!
G'day, Gaylene. Getting ready for Melbourne?
Oh, g'day, Jimmy. You bet. Got Betty Cuthbert in the sprints to worry about.
We're all counting on you to make Kalanga Dog Junction famous.
Doing my best. Who's this you got here?
New doctor and his wife.
Oh, yeah, heard they were coming.
Really? How did...
Madge must be looking forward to meeting them. How do?
How do you do? I'm Thomas Barrett. This is my wife, Jane.
Glad to know you, Tom. Jane?
Hello, Gaylene?
Yeah, Gaylene Cathcart. The Kalanga Dog Flash, they call me.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone so fast.
You're not the first bloke who said that.
Yeah? Where are you from?
Britain. Manchester?
Oh, yeah. Heard of it. Well, I can't stand chatting all day. Better get on with my training. See you later at the number.
See you, Gaylene.
Good night, Gaylene. Keep up the good work.
I'll try. Bye, Doc.
Bye.
What a girl. She's going to put Kalanga Dog Junction on the map.
At the railway station in Sydney, no one had heard of Kalanga Dog Junction.
Well, like I said, it isn't on the map.
In the end, they just put us on the first train for Perth. They presumed it was somewhere on the way. Amazing we got here.
Not really. Pete and I knew you'd get here. Wow, look at her go. She must be a mile away by now.
She certainly is fast.
Yeah, Reggie Stafford's done a good job training her.
Reggie Stafford?
Oh, you know him?
No, not at all.
Ah, for a moment there.
I can see Doc's ladder is from up here.
Doc's ladder is?
Yeah, there it is.
Where?
On that second ridge.
No, I don't see anything.
Well, you see that dried riverbed?
Uh-huh.
Well, see that rotting bull's carcass just ahead to the right?
Yes.
Use that as a marker. Look between the third and fourth rib.
No, I can't. Oh, my God. Jane, don't look. Don't look. Whatever you do, don't look. Jane!
No!
Sorry, mate. She looked.
Jenny, darling, wake up.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, did I fall asleep? Oh, Thomas, I've just had the most awful dream.
Have you, darling?
Yes. Oh, but you're here. I feel better. I feel... Thomas.
Yes, dear.
Kiss me, Thomas.
Kiss me. No, now, Janie.
Thomas, I'm in one of my moods.
Yes, but Jane...
Thomas, come on. You know what I'm like when I'm in one of my moods. Don't play hard to go.
But Jane, I really think...
Thomas! Oh, give me a hand. That's it. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, that feels very...
Perhaps I should come back later.
Oh!
G'day, Mrs. Barrett. Pleased to see you feeling... better. Tom, perhaps I should come back later, eh?
I'll be out in a minute.
Right, I'll wait in the lounge then.
Jane?
I want to die.
Jane?
Thomas, how could you let me go on like that?
Well, I tried to tell you.
I could die. Where am I?
Kalanga Dog Junction.
No, I mean, whose house am I in?
Ours.
But this isn't Doc's letter, is it? Dreadful, awful, indescribable...
Jane, this is our house. We bought it.
What? When?
Day before yesterday. You've been asleep for 4 days, ever since...
No, don't remind me.
Exhaustion, heat, the journey. You collapsed in Jimmy's lorry. We rushed you back to town. I knew you couldn't live out there, so I bought this house. Now, I know it's not the best, but it does have more than two walls, and there's a little room at the front for the surgery.
Where did you get the money?
It wasn't expensive.
Thomas, we're broke. That's why we're here. Where did you get the money?
I borrowed it from Len Clancy. You know we'll be able to pay him back soon. Very soon.
You didn't tell him anything?
No, of course not.
Dear darling Jane, goodness knows how long it will be before you receive this letter. Mr. Tyler at the post office thinks mail to Australia could take as long as 2 weeks. He tells me he's interested in exotic philately, grubby man, and he's asked me to save him the stamps from your letters, which I certainly shall not. Fancy collecting something somebody else has spat all over. Grubby, grubby man. Poor darling, how ever did you endure that dreadful voyage? It really is the other end of the earth, isn't it? Daddy is well and sends his love. He's busy in the surgery, but the locum replacing Thomas is dealing with the NHS patients, so he just sees his privates. Sad news, his prize cock Archie died last week. All the poor hens are inconsolable. I always thought him a rather grubby bird. Guess who I ran into at Kendall's on Wednesday? Dear darling Jeff. He was desperate to hear news of you. Always is. I know it's naughty of me, but I can't help thinking if you'd married him instead, I'd still have my little girl with me in Didsbury, and not on the other side of the world. Selfish old me. Well, that's the news, my darling. We'll pop this in the post on my way to Bridge. I'm now partners with Mrs. Roberts, now she and Mrs. Morris are not speaking, since she found out Mrs. Morris was spending entirely too much time at Mr. Roberts' Bentley showroom. Mrs. Roberts is an excellent partner and plays to win. Your loving mother, Phoebe. P.S. Daddy sends his regards to Thomas.
Madge, that was close.
How could you?
If I'd known you were going to take it this way, I never... Oh, Madge, no, not the Royal Dalton figurine I gave you for your birthday, not that.
I had this rotten figurine. It looks like your wife.
What? Oh, actually, now you mention it, it does... Now,
I have been looking after the people in this town since Doc Slattery got struck off the medical register, and now you not only replace me, you lend that poor money to set him up in business. How bloody well could you? I am your mistress, for God's sake. Have you no respect?
Yes, yes, of course I have. Look, it's just that his wife took ill, but... Struth, Madge, you're not even a doctor.
I am a qualified nursing aide. I have a certificate from Wangalong General Hospital. And there's Mr. Riley over in the next valley if they're really sick. I mean, what more do the people of this town want?
But, Madge, Mr. Riley's a vet!
Dear Mummy, it was wonderful to arrive in our new home to find your newsy letter waiting for us. Thomas was thrilled, sends his love, but was devastated to hear about Archie. We have been here now just over a week, and he has his first surgery Monday morning, so we're hoping for plenty of patients. You will be pleased to know all the patients here are private, as there is no National Health Service, something Thomas will not miss. As for the town of Kalangadog Junction, it's not the sleepy little burg you would imagine, but positively buzzes.
Please, Jane, keep the door shut. These damn flies.
Although there are only 59 inhabitants. Thomas and I paid our first visit to a real Australian pub the other day. The town has 4, but the wandering numbat is the one to be seen in.
After you, Jane.
Thank you, Thomas.
Hello?
My God. What are you doing in here?
I came for a drink.
No, not you. Her.
What?
Mrs. Barrett, I'm sorry you'll have to leave.
What?
It's the rules. No women in the bar. No.
You're joking.
You're not joking.
Mrs. Barrett, we have a very nice ladies' lounge at the side. Millie will set you up with a sherry or whatever you fancy.
Come on then, Jane. We'll go round to the ladies' lounge. I trust men are allowed in there.
Ah, no worries. But, well, Tommy, I think if you want to get on in Kalangadog Junction, you'd better stay and have a drink with the boys, eh?
Mummy, you would love the cosy charm of the place with its wide Victorian verandas. There is even a lovely little lounge set aside just for the women folk to chat, gossip, and catch up on the day's events.
I couldn't believe it. Baby Duane got through 4 nappies in an hour.
Oh, that's nothing, Dawn. Mona Rill's been known to get through 6. That's when she was teething, of course.
Of course. Another drink, Mrs. Barrett?
Oh, goodness, no. It's 11:30 in the morning.
Oh, that late. So it is. Another 2 sweet sherries for me and Donna, please, Millie.
Coming, Dawn. Just have to open another barrel.
Oh, Dawn, love, did I tell you my Kevin can nearly get his own breakfast now?
Your husband never ceases to amaze me, Donna. I remember the time that he got...
So, we really are settling into life in Kalangadog Junction. Ah, I forgot to tell you. We have our very own Olympic champion here. Or very nearly. Her name's Gaylene Cathcart, the Kalangadog Flash, they call her. She's hoping to make it to the Melbourne Olympics. Oh, and I've become friendly with a kind lady called Madge Hammond. She has gone out of her way to help both Thomas and me settle in. She'll close now and get on with helping Thomas paint the new surgery. Please give my love to Daddy. I know you both think we're mad being here. I know how much you miss us. But I promise you, one day you will understand everything. You will see that it will all have been worth it. Your loving daughter, Jane. P.S. If you run into Jeff again, regards from us both.
You've missed a spot. Jane, you've left a bit near the light switch. Janie, you can't get close enough with a big brush.
Mm-hmm.
Janie?
I heard.
Jane?
Yes, Thomas?
We have done the right thing, haven't we? Coming here, borrowing all that money from Len Clancy.
Well, I hope so. Have to wait and see. I know we're at the other end of the earth, but why does it have to feel like it?
Homesick?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It's not Didsbury, is it?
Nope. It's not Didsbury.
Jane, if you're having second thoughts, we could...
No, we couldn't. We've got to do this.
You wouldn't rather have married Jeff and been the wife of a successful property developer?
Yes, but I married you instead. I like a challenge.
Coming with me to the end of the earth is certainly a challenge.
No, it's not.
It's not a challenge?
No, it's not the end of the earth. It's halfway around the world.
Halfway around the world.
Doesn't sound so far, does it? Thomas?
Yes?
Anywhere you are is Didsbury.
You really mean that, don't you?
With all my heart.
Jane?
Mm-hmm.
You're not by any chance in one of your moods, are you?
I might be. I definitely might be. Kiss me again to make sure. Oh, yes, 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 I definitely am.
Oh. On the floor, quick.
Oh. Oh.
Good God, Jane, that didn't take long.
No, Thomas, the brush, I'm lying on it. Oh, hang on. Oh, there.
Sorry, darling.
Can I come in? Hello, it's... Oh, good. You're in. Am I interrupting something? I mean, I could come back later.
No, Madge. Oh, how lovely to see you.
Yeah, good day. I've just brought you a homemade boiled fruitcake and a load of gem scones.
Oh.
Thought you could do with something to keep you both going. Jane, you've got paint all over your back.
Have I? Oh, I must have brushed up against the wall. Thomas, why didn't you tell me?
Place is looking real great.
Yes, we should be finished by tomorrow.
Oh, Bonza, looks real great. Here you go, Janie. Gem scones, the way my old mother used to make them.
Don't think I've had gem scones before.
Oh, Australia's gift of cookery, along with lamingtons, of course. Yeah, the place is looking real great here, Bonza.
Thank you, Madge. Let's hope the patients think so too.
Thomas, I haven't said anything, but the people in this town are very loyal, you know. We're all mates in this life.
I don't understand.
Well, as you know, I've been looking after things since Doc Slattery got struck off. I've served the people here for the last 3 years. I can't abandon them now, so, I hope you'll understand if I don't close down my practice.
Of course not, Madge. That we both fully understand. We wouldn't dream of it.
Jane?
Would we, Thomas? We didn't come here to change things, did we? We didn't come here for that reason.
Oh, that's right! No, absolutely. No, we wouldn't dream of it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Something's crook.
Hmm? What do you mean? Oh, pass us the soap, Madge, love.
Hang on. Oh, it's down here somewhere. It's under my... Oh, yeah, that's it. Got it. Here you go, then.
Ah, thanks.
Nah, something's crook, all right. I don't know what it is, but something's crook. I mean, why should they come all this way? I mean, Sydney, Melbourne, maybe, but to Kalangadog.
Hey, what's wrong with Kalangadog? It's a great little town. Anyway, Thomas told me they were sick of that commie national health system they had back in England. He knew there was no doctor here, so... Of course, he didn't know what a great job you've been doing here, Madge, love.
But how did he know that there was no doctor here?
Don't know.
Kalangadog Junction's not even on the map. How did he know?
Well, it will be after Galen wins gold. Kalangadog wins gold!
Shut up, I'm thinking. Commies!
What?
You don't think they're commies themselves, do you? Here to destroy our way of life, our rich culture.
Of course. There are lots of people around the world who would envy what we've got here in Kalangadog.
I reckon there's some other reason they're here besides ministering to the sickle, right? They're spies!
Spies?
Russian spies!
But they're English! Good God, you don't think they're here to steal Galen's training techniques so Vladivostok or Smolensk or Kiev can win the gold?
Or any one of a dozen other Russian athletes. I don't know, Len, could be. Don't know. All I know is I'm not having any interfering Russian commie doctor taking my patients. Mark my words, Leonard. No one's interfering with my patients but me.
Oh, blow it up. I've lost the soap.
Oh, shit!
Oh, sorry, Madge, love.
Jane, where are you?
Here, in the bedroom. Madge lent me a whole stack of the Australian Women's Weekly. She's cut out all the Audrey Hepburn pictures, but come and look at the pictures of Grace Kelly's wedding to that little...
I met him.
Prince Rainier. Reggie Stafford!
Yes, Reggie Stafford. I've met Reggie Stafford. I've made contact.
Oh, Thomas, at last!
Fire say, new fella in Kalangadog. New fella in Kalangadog. New fella in Kalangadog.
Oh, I know that, Jimmy, but why is he here?
Fire say. Fire doesn't say.
What?
Fire doesn't say.
Oh, but the fire always says. What, is it bloody engaged or something?
Don't know. I'll ask the fire again. Oh, fire, spirit of all tribes, tell us of the new fella. Tell us why has he come to Kalangadog.
Jeez, watch it, the fire's flaring. Let's go, Burka.
Get back, quick, get back, Pete. Jeez, there go his sandwiches.
Hey, look at that, Jimmy. Look at the fire. All you did was ask it about Dr. Barrett and it's turned into a bloody inferno. Hey, something strange is happening. Something very strange. The fire always says. Jimmy, what are you going to do?
No worries, Pete. I'll get my mum to make some more.
Kalangadog Junction was written by Moya O'Shea and starred Caroline Quentin as Jane, John Dutteen as Thomas, Neil Ashdown as Jimmy, Toby Longworth as Pete, Brian Bowles as Len, Joanna Munro as Madge and Donna, Moya O'Shea as Galen and Dawn, Julie Gibbs as Millie, and June Whitfield as Phoebe. The signature tune was performed by Bill Bailey, and the producer was Liz Anstey.